Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Trump has cost them the House in 2018. He cost them the Senate in 2020. The House is likely to flip, but he very well could cost them a very winnable Senate majority, too.
Cook Political Report editor Jessica Taylor says the chance of a red wave in November is shrinking, as former President Donald Trump's chosen candidates create fractures in the GOP. With the overturning of Roe v. Wade and the January 6th congressional hearings, the generic congressional ballot is all but tied. Cook's outlook for the House had been a GOP gain of 20 to 30 seats, but that's now 10 to 20 seats. In the Senate, the parties appear tied with 8 toss-up races. A little more than 2 months until Election Day, political analyst Bill Kristol notes President Joe Biden's approval is up slightly at about 42%. He says an unpopular president is a drag on his party.
On the other hand, voters are also capable of saying, not crazy about Biden, but let's look at the two parties that are competing for control of the Senate and the House and what their agendas are and what their leadership is. And Trump is now as much on the ballot as Biden.
Meanwhile, an Axios poll found about 60% of Republicans want Trump as their nominee in 2024. Politico reporter Andrew Desiderio says Trump is using the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago to his advantage.
That's why he was the one to make public the FBI search in the first place, right? Because he believed, and I think correctly, that this actually helps him with his base of voters.
On Friday, the Justice Department unsealed a heavily redacted search affidavit, which showed the boxes seized included confidential, secret, and top secret documents. Intelligence agencies say they are studying possible damage to national security. President Biden was asked about Trump's assertion that the documents were declassified.
I've declassified everything in the world. I'm president. I can do it all. Come on.
A federal judge is expected to appoint a special master to independently oversee a review of the material per a request from Trump's team. Some in the GOP say they're looking at suing the Biden administration over student loan forgiveness. Biden wants to erase up to $10,000 in debt for those meeting income requirements, $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients. Critics say that's unfair and doesn't fix the larger problem of skyrocketing college tuition. Biden is using the 2003 HEROES Act, which gives the education secretary power to give students debt relief during a crisis. Deputy Director of the National Economic Council, Bharat Ramamurthy, says the White House will defend the plan in court.
The president was clear from the beginning that he did not want to move forward on this unless it was clear that it was legally available to him.
I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're two different.